that. 1 hour ago, we did a story of a woman in Washington who has fallen in love with Bigfoot, and she says they have a relationship, that he holds her and they do some stargazing, that they have intercourse, that they do the whole nine yards, and that she says they are very much in love and that he is a wonderful lover. Well, we got her side of the story in that article. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to get his side of the story is Sasquatch himself. Good morning, Bigfoot.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
What's going on with the musers?
Well, we were just fascinated by the story in the Daily News that came out today about the woman who claims to have a relationship with you.
God, that thing came out, and I tell you what, my Facebook feed's been blown up. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah?
Hey, can I tell you, I get a kick out of y'all's program.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I used to live out Tyler Way, and but I done moved up here to Denton, and I pick y'all up.
Yeah.
After sunset, I can barely pick y'all up. I have to fight through a little bit of that house building music from time to time.
Yeah, we have
house building.
We have some issues.
But y'all got a good program. Y'all keep us entertained.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks a lot,
thank
man.
Thank you, Bigfoot.
What's that character y'all did the other day? Had me laughing so much.
I don't know.
Fake tiger?
What? No. What's his name? It was a fake something or another.
Yeah?
Owns the Cowboys.
Fake Jerry?
Oh, fake Jerry.
No, I don't think that was his name.
Yeah. Fake Garrett, maybe?
Anyway, yeah. But that article done came out, you know. And, she kind of trumped up a little bit of that stuff.
Oh, she did.
Like
she was
what?
Making up some.
Well, she, Nancy is what she, I mean, she, her name is McGill. She calls herself Lil. But everyone knows her as Nancy, I guess. But, you know, Nancy and I, but we've been on and off again for the past 8 or 9 months or so. And, you know, it's an on and off again thing. It ain't one of them deals where you're committed or anything.
Not his voice. You need to gargle or something?
You know, what do you mean?
No, nothing. Go ahead.
You know how you get involved with someone who kind of wants to be a little bit more serious than you do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's kind of what this deal is.
Okay.
So you know, cause we're not monogamous by nature, but the Bigfoots.
Yeah, and how many Bigfoots are there, by the way?
Oh, it's probably about 1,100 or so of us now.
Wow.
It used to be a lot more, you know, a century or so ago, but there's a big debate. Some of us say it's global warming. I think it's these economic policies that damn Obama's got going.
That's wiped out the Bigfoot population?
Yeah. So it's harder to meet people, you know, with not as many of us out there. So why we kind of have to start going outside our species. And,
oh, right.
And that's how I ended up with her. You know, I met her on Wilderness Tinder. And
they have that?
Yeah, we both swiped right. And, mm-hmm. You know,
sure enough.
Got together, met in a public place, sat on an old hollered out log down by the creek, had a little coffee, talked about our lives a little bit.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Did some stargazing.
Yeah, we had both been products of divorce, and we're kind of commitment phobes. And I had a couple kids from previous marriage, and I didn't want to have any more.
Yeah.
She wanted some more, and, you know, she had some baggage, too. Well, she believed in Bigfoot for one, so that's the first sign she's crazy.
Strange coming from you.
And then she's one of them people, and if you guys want to, piece of advice.
Yeah.
Never get messed up with crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You know how it is, right?
Yeah.
You know, some old chick, she may look hot, but she crazy underneath.
Mm-hmm.
And Nancy, I tell you, there ain't no pleasing her.
Oh, really?
She'd complain about a free pot of gold if it had a scuff on it.
Well, I got a question. How come we never, like, see an actual picture of you?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm just kind of camera shy and everything. And,
yeah.
You know, we don't, I ain't got a smartphone or nothing to take pictures of my cell phone.
Yeah,
so you
okay.
Don't find many of me online or nothing.
What are you calling us on today?
Oh, I got a flip phone.
Okay.
Oh, you're old-fashioned.
You like Norm.
Yeah, I ain't got a lot of disposable income, mm-hmm. being a Bigfoot and all.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm on full disability right now.
For what?
Oh, I got a bad back from carrying boulders. I was trying to dam up a river so I could create a waller for myself. And I pick up this boulder, and it weren't that big. It was, you know, just a couple tons or so. And I felt a tweak in my back. Just never went away.
Just gave out, huh?
Yeah, you get disability.
Kind of gave out. So I've been, you know, laid up in my back pretty bad.
Right.
So I hadn't been able to find any meaningful work in about a year or so.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Kind of let myself go a little bit.
Have you?
Yeah.
How so?
Oh, just don't get much exercise. And I don't have a, you know, part of being a Bigfoot is finding comfortable shoes.
Well, because you have such big feet.
Yeah, and shoes are just a pain in the ass, Craig. I mean, mm-hmm. to find them. I mean, them Foot Lockers will only have, like, one of them novelty shoes sitting up front in the front window.
Right. Can never find two.
Got to steal those, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is most of them are all righties.
Yeah.
So I got to hit about 12 Foot Lockers in the middle of the night to catch me a lefty. So, I mean, you know, I'm fine.
Yeah.
When once your shoes wear out, man, you can't get around the wilderness because you got sticks and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, we hear.
You step on them and, you know, you can cut your foot up pretty good.
Sure.
Man, it's always great to talk to you.
Yeah, I'd probably appreciate talking to you.
Yeah.
Craig.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Maybe we'll check in again with you sometime, Bigfoot.
Anytime, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right.
What's the deal with Trump? You think he's for real?
Maybe. Maybe.
All right. Check in with me whenever you want.
Okay.
All right. Now, if that Nancy's listening, I hadn't called you back or texted in a few days because I haven't found my charger.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
All right. That's a good excuse. Can't find his charger.
Appreciate
See ya.
You guys.
Yeah, we appreciate you, man.
There he goes. There's Bigfoot with us once again.